This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's nothing different than before. I feel like my urgency, attention to detail, nothing that's been different before, but just knowing that I got a mission at the end. This team want to win games, and ultimately me, I'm battling for a job, so I want to put my best foot forward and make sure that my teammates know that I'm accountable, I know my stuff, and they can rely on me in any situation in the game.
Trey White, the return of Tre'Davious White to Buffalo for training camp here.
Very candid with the media yesterday.
He's been fantastic, not just for the vibes, but he's also been apparently looking pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't be a training camp if I didn't bug somebody that's out there covering it. I want to give Sal a day off. That man is everywhere and then some. I wanted to give Sal a day off here. So what did I do? I went and turned to a friend of the program here, a person that I saw and met for the first time in person last week out at MafiaCon and jumped on with him at MafiaCon. But Buffalo pregame, Bills Digest, Alex Brasky joining us here on the West Hurrah Hotline. Alex, long time no talk, am I right?
Right, Derek. It seems like just a week ago we were sitting together. Oh, wait, it was a week ago we were sitting together at MafiaCon at Seneca One. And what a great conversation. 25 minutes can go by extremely fast, especially when you're working two mics with three guys. So we made it work. It was a great time. And I think we delivered a good show for the gathering of people in the vestibule or whatever the hell you want to call it.
The good old Seneca One. Yeah, we'll go with vestibule. I feel like that's a fun word there. But Alex, of course, you've been out there. You've been checking out training camp all throughout so far as well. And it's been pretty solid from what we're looking at here. Yeah, there's a couple injuries so far. That is something to monitor as the team is trying to get through training camp and all throughout the start of it. We've got already six players dealing with bumps, bruises, nicks, and everything all of the sort there. But there's a lot of stories to look at, and why don't we go with the one that you asked me about last week, which is cornerback two. Trey White, Max Hairston, it does look like they're starting it with White as cornerback two, and they're asking Hairston to win this job. What have you seen out there so far between the two of them, and how do you think it measures up through the first 3 days?
Yeah, that's certainly a good way to analyze it. I think entering training camp, you may have extended the cornerback two race to maybe a 3-4-man race with Dane Jackson being brought in through free agency. You have Jamarcus Ingram and a couple rookies, Dorian Strong, involved as well. But through the first 3 days, it's been Tre'Davious White largely with the first team to begin practices, and then Max Hairston filtering in as practice goes on. And I think it's been a mixed bag for both players, as is often the case for really any player at this point of training camp. And you've seen Tre'Davious White have a couple of pass breakups, and he certainly looks fresh. You mentioned that this is the first time he's had a full off season in the past few years, and I think you're seeing the effects of that as he's out there and not tentative at all. I think I mentioned it on the podcast yesterday when the last time we saw Tre'Davious White at St. John Fisher, I think there was a level of tentativeness with his game, and I think that has completely dissipated as he's confident in his body. And if you listen to him talk at the podium yesterday, very confident in his ability, using some expletives mixed in to really remind the public that he's competing for this job and he expects to win this job. And Bobby Babich also commenting on Trey White before yesterday's practice, saying Trey White is on a mission. And I think that's a good way to describe it. I've witnessed a very focused Trey White, but also a very loose Trey White, the way he interacts with friends and family off the field before practice, the way he goes up and celebrates with Max Hairston literally after every big play that he makes. So I'm seeing a lot of looseness and really just comfortability with Trey White after the couple of significant injuries that he sustained. And then if you look at Maxwell Hairston, the speed is apparent. On day two, I believe it was, perhaps day one, I can't remember. They all blend together. It's only 3 days. But he had that nice recovery on KJ Hamler in the end zone, diving to pass or to break up the pass. And that's particularly what the Bills drafted him to do, that recovery speed. If you get beat initially, that athleticism and burst will allow him to recover and still make the play. And you saw that there. And I think we've seen a few more instances where that athleticism has cropped up. So Tre'Davious White, Maxwell Hairston, mixed bag so far, but plenty to be encouraged about in terms of the cornerback two battle. I think no matter how it shakes out, it's going to be a little bit better than people may have imagined at the outset of the offseason.
Alex, just keeping our eyes on the secondary here, shifting a bit to the safety position. A lot of fans are asking questions about Colt Bishop, just what the safety room is really going to look like. What have you observed so far? I know it's early in training camp, no pads are on, but how do you think that'll shape up?
Yeah, this is Colt Bishop's job to lose. I don't think it's much of a competition. I think the only way Colt Bishop loses the starting safety job is if he's to sustain an injury or something along those lines. I think the team is ready to go into the season with their former second-round pick or third-round pick, excuse me, and really see what he has and let him transition into the position. Now, there have been a few instances, including yesterday when Khalil Shakir beat him on a deep corner route, that he has gotten beaten coverage, and he's let a couple of receivers run past him. But I think that's what you're looking for him to develop throughout training camp and the preseason, is just that ability to be solid and consistent in coverage. I think that may have been the one thing lacking during his time on the field last year. You loved his aggressiveness, his physicality at the line of scrimmage, able to come up and hit in run support. But I think the one thing that he needs to solve is, I mentioned comfortability with Trey White. Colt Bishop needs to increase his comfortability within the system and just start to play a little bit more free. And Bobby Babich spoke on that before yesterday's practice, saying that he can tell a little bit of a difference with Bishop from year one to year two, just removing some of those first year jitters and that anxiety that a young player may have. And I think you're seeing Bishop play with more confidence, and he knows the task that's in front of him, and he knows that he's going to be given every opportunity. It's just a matter of, like I said, remaining comfortable in this system, continuing to progress. And I would be shocked if this turns out to be a competition in the preseason or entering the regular season. It's Colt Bishop's job to lose. And like I said, it's been a mixed bag with really everybody at training camp, but I've been encouraged with the comfortability level of Colt Bishop thus far.
Alex Braske, Buffalo pregame, as well as a contributor for SB Nation. And with Bills Digest here joining us on the West Hur Hotline, as Bills training camp has gotten through its first 3 days. Alex, when it comes to wide receiver, I'm a person at this station asking a question about wide receiver, but all kidding aside, Joshua Palmer seems to be looking like he's getting very comfortable. Keon Coleman is fighting kind of his own consistency right now with big opportunities, and then sometimes it's just the simple play that he has to make that is oftentimes dooming him right now through the first couple of days.
Yeah, I'll start with Joshua Palmer. I didn't see much from him throughout the offseason program, but in training camp, especially after they transitioned away from the red zone work that they did on day one, he's become a major factor in this passing game, and I think you're starting to see the plan that the Bills have for him. They struggled in the intermediate and deep area a season ago, really working that short passing game and that everybody eats mentality, but they brought in Palmer to separate down the field, and you're starting to see shades of that during practice. Yesterday, several receptions, and like I said, creating that separation downfield and making himself available for Josh Allen at the second and third level. So I think that's what you're going to see from Josh Palmer. The addition of the free agent acquisition is going to give them better ability to attack things down the field, and they're really doing that with everybody. They're mixing in Dalton Kincaid more downfield. They tried to do it last year. He and Josh Allen weren't able to connect as often as they would have liked, but I've really liked what I've seen in terms of them trying to develop that downfield passing game, and Palmer is right at the forefront of that. And then when it comes to Keon Coleman, I think this is what you're going to see from him throughout his career. I think he's a smart player. He's a player that plays with physicality, but there are some inconsistencies in his game, and that may just be something you have to deal with. I think you saw last year some of the inconsistencies. Yesterday he had a play where he beat Max Hairston over the middle but wasn't able to come up with the catch, really just bounced right off his hands. A couple others during this week he let glance off his outstretched arm. So there's been good plays from Keon Coleman. He had a catch over the middle yesterday that he turned into probably a 40-yard touchdown, gaining the separation that you're looking from him in the intermediate level. So there's been hot and cold days for Keon Coleman. I think the drops yesterday got blown a little bit out of proportion, as this is a player in his second year that's going to have to continue to progress and develop, and the growing pains are something that comes along with that. Success and progression is very rarely linear, and I think with Keon Coleman you're seeing flashes at times, and then you're also seeing the signs of a young player who needs to get better. So the wide receiver room I'm extremely excited about. I think we've all the past few years with a few of the signings really talked them up a little bit more and really faked the excitement maybe a little bit, but I think it's real this year. Joshua Palmer is the real deal. Elijah Moore's athleticism is incredible. And I'm really excited what Keon Coleman has to offer in year two. And then Curtis Samuel, a big day on day two. Don't forget about Curtis Samuel.
Alex, just to go back to Elijah Moore for a second. When the last time we talked, that was the player that a lot of fans are really the most excited about. A lot of people are buying high on him right now. What have you seen from him so far?
The short area quickness. He can get open in a phone booth. I think he's going to be maybe not the same exact skill set as Cole Beasley, but I think that they're going to use him in that short range. Now, you brought in Palmer and you have Keon Coleman. I think those are more of your intermediate down-the-field threats, but Elijah Moore able to get open in that short space, and I think near the line of scrimmage, that's going to be incredibly valuable, maybe a third-down safety blanket to pick up a couple yards and move the sticks. So the athleticism jumps off the page. He's already out there with the first team with Josh Allen catching passes from him, and likewise with all the other receivers. So everybody mixing through and really taking turns making plays within this passing game. Now, you have to keep in mind the pads aren't on. There's no contact, and I think that puts the defensive backs at somewhat of a disadvantage. They're not able to contact the receiver upon the catch and so on and so forth. But the wide receiver group is more diverse, I think, than it has been in recent years. And you got to give credit to Joshua Palmer, Elijah Moore, and some of the other players that are entering their second year with the team and looking to progress.
Alex, when it comes down to the fact that there are no pads, so there's not a lot that you can really gauge with the offensive and defensive line right now. But it does look like with Spencer Brown out that there's been a little bit more of a shine for a couple of the edge rushers all throughout the start of training camp.
Yeah, Parrish Shand, an undrafted rookie, has got an opportunity with the first team on the other side of the ball. I want to make sure I mentioned him on the defensive side. But on the offensive side, you're seeing Tylan Grable and Ryan Vandermark really working that swing tackle role. I think Tylan Grable has the leg up in that situation. You saw him really win that swing tackle role from Vandermark a season ago. And to start training camp with Spencer Brown on the mend, you've seen him out there with the first team. Now, yesterday, Vandermark started with the first team, but later in practice, Grable went back with the first team. So I think Grable is the backup for Spencer Brown. And then at center with Cedric Van Pran Granger on the pup list, you've seen Alec Anderson take second team snaps at center, and that's led to maybe some increased opportunity for Jackson Hawes and their jumbo sets moving forward. And I think that's where you're going to see them go with that. I think with Alec Anderson perhaps needed at the center position early with Cedric Van Prant Granger on the mend, and just the added versatility at that position that Jackson Hawes can bring in terms of his pass-catching ability. You've seen him targeted by Josh Allen a few times throughout training camp. So there has been some shuffling around up front. It's tough to gauge the success level of any player. Like I said, no contact, no pads, and it's tough to really dive into the trenches when that's the case. But like I mentioned, Parrish Shan getting opportunity on the other side of the ball. Michael Hoyt has really shined, I think. He's been a mainstay in the backfield. And then the main contributors, Joey Bosa and Greg Rousseau, a big day on day three. Rousseau's ability to set the edge and turn runs back inside is just so impressive and something that I think really stands out and makes him one of the best edge defenders in the league. Now, you'd like him to become that next level edge rusher, but that ability to defend the run, I think, is up there amongst the top in the league when it comes to edge defenders. And Joey Bosa, you got to keep him healthy, but yesterday he had a pressure that led to a Taylor Rapp interception, so he's making an impact. It's going to be interesting to see once the pads come on what we truly see from these guys. But in the early going up front, both offensively and defensively, you've seen some shuffling and you've seen some guys getting increased opportunity, which is nice.
Alex, looking at the running back room quickly here, James Cook kind of became a non-story. He mentioned it was always his intention to practice. He never intended to not. What do you make of his performance so far? He had a big day on day two. What have you seen from him? And do you think, I guess the question is, do you think that at the end of the season, it could be the Bills paying him, or do you think he'll end up going elsewhere?
Yeah, like I mentioned with the offensive defensive line, it's also tough to judge the running game just because they're not allowed to be contacted by the defense. It's really just kind of a two-hand touch situation right now. But one thing that I have seen from James Cook is he's on the field as regularly as anybody else. I know some people were thinking maybe the Bills will, or he will, kind of try to limit his reps as they continue to work through negotiations, maybe as a sign of good faith by the team, because obviously injury is a big deal with a player trying to find a new contract. But he's been out there regularly, showing good bursts. He had a long 60-yard touchdown, as you mentioned, the other day. So no sign of concern for James Cook right now. He's going to continue to be a good soldier. He's going to give the Bills his best effort because that's the only way that he's going to get what he wants next offseason. So I think he understands that, and he understands that he needs to be on the field, like I said, to achieve that level of financial stability that he's looking for. But the way that Brandon Bean talked about it the other day was really the first time I think that he came out and said that he hopes at this time next year, James Cook is practicing at St. John Fisher. So I would not close the door on James Cook coming back. And when you heard Cook at the podium, he also mentioned the reasons why he wants to stick around Buffalo. And the first one was quarterback. And that rings incredibly true to me because if you're a running back in this league trying to advance yourself in terms of how you're viewed amongst the league and trying to gain that extra money contractually, you need to have a good quarterback beside you. It's going to be tough for you to go into a situation where you don't have that level of stability at the quarterback position and try to succeed. So I think he knows that this is a good spot for him, and I think James Cook wants to continue here in Buffalo. And quite honestly, I think Brandon Bean does, but it's going to have to come down to financials and whether or not the two sides can meet in the middle.
Alex Brasky joining us here on the Wester Hotline. Bills training camp through the first 3 days. They're back at practice tomorrow, 9:45. Last thing here for you, Alex. There's a quarterback two competition?
Certainly. We've seen Mike White really take the first step toward putting a stranglehold on that position. I'm sure it's going to take into the preseason and what we see from each of those guys in those preseason games. But Mike White's made a couple of good throws on day one, I believe it was. He connected with KJ Hamler, back right corner of the end zone, just a perfect strike only where Hamler could get it. And Trubisky is just he's not a risk taker. I think Mike White is a little bit more aggressive down the field, and it leads to a little bit more impressive performance, particularly early in training camp. So it'll be something to monitor. But I picked Mike White to win the competition in my 53-man roster projection for Buffalo pregame. And in the early going at training camp, there's been nothing to dissuade me from that opinion.
Well, you mentioned it. Alex, let everyone know where to find everything that you're doing, and you are doing a lot these days. So give the plug, let the people know where to find all of your work.
Yeah, you can find it on Buffalo Pregame with Alex Brasky on YouTube, Substack. We also are on all your audio platforms with the podcast we've been coming out with every day during training camp. And just continue to follow me on X, SB Nation, for more national NFL stories. And then I'm also going to be starting with Sports Illustrated soon, so looking forward to that opportunity as well. But I just want to really direct everybody to Buffalo Pregame. That's where you can find the daily updates and the takeaways from training camp.
Alex, it's always good to talk to you. I don't know if we're going to be able to make it 3 weeks in a row. I'm out of town next week, so but it's always good to talk to you. It was great to see you in person for MafiaCon last week as well. And you know we'll be dialing you up sometime around the bend.
Yeah, it was a great time last week, and appreciate you guys having me on. And enjoy the rest of the day.
All right, you too. Alex Brasky joining us there on the West Her Hotline as Bills training camp off today, but recapping a little bit more of the first 3 days, and we're going to do plenty more of that coming back on the other side of the break. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you on a Sports Talk Saturday. Hope you're having a good one here. I know we are. Come join us here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Usually with injuries, there's the first few days of wallowing in your own despair. But I mean, it's a calf strain. There's a lot worse things going on in the world. You can get through that. And, you know, it was a good time to happen. It's never really a good time to get injured. But, you know, relative to later down the year, you know, I look at it as a positive, being able to, you know, get closer with the staff here, training staff, strength staff. Now we have a really good working relationship after going through all this together. So I think that'll benefit throughout the year, you know, making sure I'm being smart with my body and then trying to stay healthy and make it through the year.
New Bills pass rusher Joey Bosa.
You hope he's being smart and trying to make it through the year. I mean, he's talking about it. He's showing you everything
he's
you need to see.
He's got a lot of experiences, unfortunately, positive and negative, with his body and his injury history and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he does still have a high-impact ability to him.
Oh, yeah.
So the Bills might have a plan for him. It does seem like Babbage mentioned it there, like he's an every down player. But I would imagine like maybe he alternates drives, for example, so that they don't have to overwork him, anything like that. There's a lot to it. And when the pads come on, you're going to see a little bit more of that natural ability coming up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm excited because even from what Alex Brasky, who joined us in the last segment, was saying, Rousseau on one side and Bosa on the other with no pads, they're already setting the edge really well. I'm excited to see that with pads because setting the edge is something. I know you and I sitting out in that newsroom watching these Bills games have been like, they need to set the edge.
And Rousseau's one of the best at it, and yet against Kansas City, it was his worst game as a Bill.
It was.
And but he also worst game had, as a pro. Just, it was tough.
Yeah. He also had Epinesa on the other side for most of the season.
And AJ Epinesa, Zach and I talked a lot about this yesterday, like the defensive ends and really the rocky history that has that's come from this regime in terms of getting defensive ends, quality defensive ends, and even high impact defensive ends has been a struggle
right
for the Buffalo Bills. When you see, like, sometimes it's that random fourth or third round pick that'll turn into a superstar, like Max Crosby or Trey Hendrickson, for example. Those were fourth and third round picks respectively.
You're playing roulette, essentially.
It's also just Buffalo has yet to cultivate that sort of thing. And the time that they brought in a highly respected, highly effective player, through 11 weeks, he was that guy, and then he tore his knee and was never the same player again, and that's Von Miller. That was, you finally landed the impact defensive end that you've been desperately searching for.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the field, it's looking exactly like the piece that you needed until it was taken away.
Can I say one thing just while we're on the defensive line?
Mm-hmm.
Christian Wilkins is not an answer. Because since his release yesterday, or Thursday night.
Yep.
I've seen this all over Bill's Twitter. Do we make a move for Christian Wilkins? Do we remember the history?
It's not even the history. It's simple as this. Zach and I talked about it yesterday and on the Extra Point Show. It's simple as this. It's a numbers game. They don't have room. They don't have room.
And he's injured.
Injury aside, say he's healthy. They don't have room.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Like, I personally think it would be the funniest thing ever. You have Allen and Wilkins do a joint press conference. Like, get in on the goof of it.
Right.
Because Wilkins is also fiercely loyal to whatever team he is with.
He'll fight for the crest.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And if he were to sign in Buffalo, they would have the chance to do the funniest thing ever. A joint presser between Wilkins and Allen. It would be downright hilarious.
I agree with you, though, because it's a similar conversation to that of Gabe Davis speaking with Kay Adams the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked about returning to Buffalo. Where is he playing?
There's no room right
now. You're going to effectively just get rid of Keon Coleman from the roster if that happens. You don't want to do that.
And that's okay. Like, it's something where you don't, in terms of Davis, you don't need to always go back to the past.
He also didn't sound like he wanted to in that clip. Like, he didn't sound like he would jump at it.
He gave the answer, but also, like, something would have to happen, I guess, is probably the idea.
Yeah.
Something has to happen at the wide receiver room in order for them to bring someone in now. Because, again, numbers. You got to figure it out at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps the Bills have an opportunity there to look into that if something were to happen. I hope nothing does. Obviously, you want training camp to go through and the preseason to go through without incident.
Oh, yeah. Knocking on wood.
Wilkins, same thing. Numbers game. Obviously, he's not a former Bill, but you just drafted two defensive tackles. You signed another one who's going to be suspended for 6 games and another one that can play defensive tackle that's also suspended for 6 games. So what? Are you going to rent him for 6 weeks? If he's fully healthy, he better be healthy right now. Why the Raiders release him? He's not healthy right now. It just, there's not enough. There's no numbers, no room, there's no fit. Could he go to a team like a New England, for example, though? That was something Zach brought up yesterday. Yeah. And I would hate that because Christian Wilkins does a great job getting into his opponent's head like few do. And New England become that much more annoying to play against. They've kind of been the most annoying team of the three rivals right now.
Because they're starting to rebuild.
They're starting to show a little bit more of that promise again.
Yes.
But it's also, okay, your defense is decent. And if healthy Christian Wilkins can make a difference, yeah, that'd be a little annoying. But also for the story, it would be fantastic. Because you know who New England's first two opponents are? The Raiders and the
they
Dolphins.
They are. Yeah, he'd be bouncing back on the revenge train.
He'd
that
be
would
on
be
the
perfect.
Revenge tour right away off the gate,
yep.
Weeks one and two.
That would be kind of perfect, actually, though. But then, you know, we're going to get these frosty white uniforms in week five, and then we're going to be playing against Christian Wilkins.
And then the Bills would be frustrated by Christian Wilkins trying to do whatever he can to irritate Josh Allen.
And by whatever he can, we mean whatever he can.
By any means necessary. That's what he does. That's who he is. And I respect him for it, honestly.
He's an agitator.
He's an agitator. He knows what he's doing. And then it helps his game.
Did I think what certain things he's done are right?
No.
Not at all.
Does he do it?
Do not take that as we're defending him at all, because I'm not on certain things.
But it is a respect factor of he knows when to do the unsavory thing and when to get away with it. So
when no one can see.
Yeah, no one can see it. It's the dog pile. It's the away from the play. It's not blatant attempts to hurt you, but it's definitely blatant attempts to annoy you or, like, you know, mess with the body a little bit. Like give an extra twist to the ankle or reach into a certain region, and I will not say anymore. Yeah, but Wilkins is really good at that.
I'm going to toe the FCC line.
Yeah, no, we're not going to bother with that. If I don't have a better way to describe it, I'm going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
It just, again, Buffalo, I don't know who you've been seeing this from, but like I haven't seen nearly enough of that.
So I may or may not have joined an actual like Bills Twitter. You know how they have the different communities up
the
top?
Community things.
And
no, Joseph.
And just to see, I just want to see what's going on, you know? There's a lot about training camp, but then you'll scroll and then you'll see Christian Wilkins and be like, what are we thinking about this? And let's stop thinking about this. That's just all I have to say.
If they didn't sign two players and draft two players that can all play at defensive tackle, yeah, I'd say would. But
yeah. Well, we're getting, here's another one. Brandon Bean, make it happen. Stack the freaking deck.
They did.
They're already stacked.
They've reloaded the entirety of the defensive tackle room outside of what? At Oliver and Daquan Jones.
You have a perfect peak on top of the card tower right now. If you put another flat card on top of that peak of the card tower, it comes tumbling down.
Yes.
We do not need that. We do not need that.
It's fine. Quite honestly, that's the thing about it. It's fine.
You know how when you build like a Lego pyramid, it's like, you know, you can't get one in the center at the top. So it's just going to be off to the side. That's what's going to happen.
Wanting good players is not a bad thing. Call that for what that is. But no, you don't need to worry about that sort of thing.
I'm all for stacking the deck. I want the Bills to make a run. We all do. That's what everybody wants. But they're... Don't be mistaken, they're already
But also
stacked.
The regular season has 51 roster spots.
Yeah, it's got to cut way down from what it already is. You're going to have to make sacrifices. That's why the whole cornerback two conversation is so interesting, because Trey White could be gone?
I don't think he'll be. Like, I had that unpopular opinion of like if he loses the competition, maybe the Bills grant his release and then like he's able to get a starting job in the NFL somewhere. I'm kind of backing off of that based on how White has started to look so far.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been good.
Well, he has been.
So I'm backing off of that. But the sacrifice that might happen, for example, though, cornerback three, does Jamarcus Ingram retain his spot, for example? I'm seeing Dorian Strong doing everything he can to try to make sure he stays on a roster. He's working the gunner for special teams, and he's staying after practice working with Christian Benford. Players have to do things to keep themselves ready. Dane Jackson, nobody's talking about him.
No.
Dane Jackson's probably not going to stick with the roster. If they're going to lean to the youth, and that Trey White has shown to be promising in his return right now, I'm probably looking at Dane Jackson going, thanks for being here.
I totally forgot he was on the roster.
Yeah.
It's like, one of legitimately. Those things. And that's not a disservice to him, I guess. But like, when you think of the cornerback competition, he's not living in your head
he's
at
not,
all.
And honestly, when you're looking at the depth chart decisions, I don't know if he's making it on a lot of people's depth charts. That's more than, I don't want to say that's fair, but like it's also in terms of Jackson, it's almost unfair.
Yeah.
But like defensive tackle, they went and acquired a lot of assets there, including Jackson. As, hey, if things don't work out the way that they need to, or there's a couple of injuries, like we've got Dane right here.
That's the thing, because last season was, in the past couple seasons, the injury bug has been on defense so bad. And they finally have like prepared for that at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And they're overprepared. I'd rather be far overprepared than underprepared for any situation, because you're going to end up cutting some of these guys. You are. But there's the practice squad. I hope you don't have to reach into that at all. I'm literally knocking on wood as I'm saying this, but it's better than last year. Christian Benford leaves the game, and what do you have? Kyir Elam, who's been in and out all season and can barely play a snap?
And throughout, though, also, everyone has to remember, the first 6 weeks, there's going to be someone that makes the roster from camp that may not be in the long-term regular season plans, because Hoyt and Ogunjobi will go on the reserve suspended list. So they're going to need players to fill in. I'd imagine both of those will probably be defensive linemen.
I would assume
so. Let's be real about that. But like, if it's only one defensive tackle, for example, and then they keep an extra corner for a couple weeks, what are you going to do to keep yourself there? What are you going to do to keep yourself upon the Bills practice squad? What are you going to do to maybe try to earn another spot on a roster somewhere else after 6 weeks? There's a lot of nuance to it, where it will be very interesting, and the corner battle is going to be something incredible for me there. I'm going to keep watching Dorian Strong with a vested interest.
Yeah.
Because I do like the fact that he is staying after every practice, working with Christian Benford.
He's putting in the work.
He's trying to find a way to separate and find a way to earn a roster spot.
That alone could be considered his drive to be doing that, a student of the game. That's appealing to a coach's eye. It's appealing to somebody's eye.
Exactly.
They see him doing that, that's already more reason have him around.
It's also my draft class crush, but you know what? That's what it is. But it's noteworthy. Joshua Palmer does the same thing with Josh Allen, though, after practice the first couple days. He's staying after with Allen. And he's working to make sure that this connection is working.
Mm-hmm. Listen, you asked me last week, who am I buying low on? Josh Palmer. I think he's going to surprise people deep down the field. I really do. Like you said, he's staying with Josh Allen. He's trying to put the work in. He's trying to make it work early. Because the preseason, let's be honest, I don't think you're going to see a lot of Josh Allen at all. We haven't in the past few years. The only team you can guarantee you're going to see a lot of in the preseason is the Bengals, because they're going to try and get their slow start out of the way really early. So get it done now in training camp. Get some sort of a baseline. So then you can go further than that when the regular season starts. Because you've got a behemoth right out the gate who's got their eyes locked on you to take you down after what you did to them.
It is Baltimore, yeah. That's not something that you can just tiddlywinks around with.
No, so maybe we will see Allen more in the preseason. We don't know the plan.
Yeah.
But they might have to be more ready for that game. I'm not saying the Cardinals you didn't have to be ready for this past season, but it's a big one to start.
Cardinals also took them by surprise. The Bills do sometimes get off to that shaky week one.
Yes.
And then stabilize after that.
And that's what worries me about.
For example, you lost to Zach Wilson and the Jets. Oof. Not Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. You lost to Zach Wilson and the Jets.
Technically, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, though, because on the stat sheet, he did start, so he got the L. He got the W. Zach Wilson did not. All in quotes and parentheses. But,
yeah, I don't know. That's not a, I don't know. Still, you lost to Zach Wilson.
Yes.
You lost to four plays of Aaron Rodgers, and the rest of it was Zach Wilson.
Let me tell you, sitting in that environment, we were talking about training camp memories. That's a terrible memory, sitting at MetLife Stadium during that. I never want to do that again.
Yeah.
That was bad.
So we'll take a break here, wrap up hour number two. Come on back the other way around. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here on Sports Talk Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Last segment here of hour number two. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here with you on a Saturday afternoon. Thanks for being here with us. Appreciate it. Always do here on WGR.
Yes, it's very exciting. It's a beautiful Saturday. You know what I did with my Friday?
It's also not too hot. It's humid as heck out there, though, today.
It is humid, and that's how it's been the past couple days.
So I absolutely hate that part. I would never be able to live in Miami or Florida, like anywhere in Florida, like by God.
When I went, I went to Miami a year and a half ago now.
But it's also going to just rain tomorrow morning. I do apologize for cutting you off.
No, you're fine.
It'll rain tomorrow and then we get rid of the humidity. Cool.
Yes. We need that second rain.
And then next week though, like it'll be a little hot Monday, Tuesday, but then it dips. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're looking at the 70s.
That's
80s,
where we want to be.
And I'm not going to be here.
Yeah, that's where we want to be. That's where we want to be. I'm very excited about that.
Anyway, I carry on.
So in Miami, though, December is a prime time because it's really not that humid. Mm-hmm. And it was like 70 degrees, 60, 70 degrees. It was kind of like perfect. But I was saying what I did with my Friday on the humid day. There was just clouds on every car. I don't know if you experienced that. I couldn't drive last night without the fogged up windshield, even with the defroster on. Yeah, it was bad.
Actually, it makes sense. I had my glasses on yesterday. I walked outside and it fogged up. Yeah. I'm like, oh, dear God.
It's the humidity's here. I watched two films yesterday. I went to see The Fantastic Four, which Zach Jones is currently in the middle of his doubleheader on, probably.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not going to say anything about that one because those are like big spoilers. And I won't say as much either about the next one I'm about to mention.
Big spoilies.
I watched Happy Gilmore 2.
All right. So you had a double feature.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Not at the theater, but the Joseph Calley double feature.
One at home. After I got home from producing yesterday, I just lounged, put on Happy Gilmore 2, thought, you know, why not? Let's give it a try. It's the premiere day. I don't want to get spoiled. I'd rather see it for myself.
Right.
It was good.
Hmm.
I was worried it was going to be callback nostalgia slop. There are callbacks.
You weren't worried about that at all.
I may have come off like I wasn't. I actually was. I wanted it to be good. Like that's where I was at. I really wanted it to be good.
Right.
And it was. I was very much surprised by it. There's a crazy thing that happens 2 minutes into the movie, which derails the entirety of the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole goal of the first one is just out the window. And he, it, like, starts him over. Like, he's at rock bottom. It's really, really intriguing. Shooter McGavin, very interesting character, different. Seeing a lot of the pro golfers in it. I showed you a clip.
Yep.
Out-of-pocket stuff. You know, Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Bryson DeChambeau, up to their shenanigans.
Apparently interesting cameos from a lot of people, not just those guys. Eminem is in the movie.
Yep. Like, yep. Yep.
And not in a role that you'd really expect him to be.
No.
Just...
No, he just pops up out of nowhere, and it's not even for 30 seconds, and yep. That's it.
I mean, but that's cameos for you.
That is. And this movie's full of it. It doesn't go too far on the, like, annoying nostalgia train, though, where it's, like, too much, in my opinion. Okay. I'm also an Adam Sandler movie fan, so I might be looking at this differently than an average moviegoer would. You know what I'm saying?
Is the Adam Sandler entourage in the movie? Is there any Kevin James, David Spade?
Rob Schneider is, but Rob Schneider only is because, remember in The Happy Place, he's mm-hmm. on the little tricycle? That's all he is, because they bring back, he's in the original Happy Place. Like
oh
he's in that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I did not realize that.
Yeah. So it might not have been him in the original one, but it was him in this one.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, I yeah. don't know.
Yeah, so it was him in this one. But
oh boy.
They it pokes fun at LIV Golf.
Mm, okay, I do. I am a hater.
So it's of course the spoofified antithesis, right? It's called Maxi Golf. It is the most outrageous thing ever, and they try and recruit Shooter. I'll leave it at that.
All right. Well, there we go.
Watch so for yourselves. But
Joe Kelly's Day at the Movies.
Mm-hmm. I won't spoil anything about the one in theaters.
Joe Kelly's Day Watching Movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. We'll get back to business coming up next here, talking some Bills training camp. But we'll also go a little bit around the league, stories around the league in terms of training camp, everything like that, and seeing what's going on across the league in terms of the stories at, yes, practice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.